Well, good morning. It is May 24th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be in Numbers 33. We're going to read about half of Psalm 78. We're going to read verses 1 to 37 just because it's a longer psalm. Then we're going to read Isaiah chapter 25 and then 1 John chapter 3. So let's get in the Word today. Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are the journeys according to their going out. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians, for the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them. Upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments. And the children of Israel removed from Ramses and pitched in Succoth. And they departed from Succoth and pitched at Etham, which is at the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from Etham and turned again unto Phihahiroth, which is before Baal Hephon, which they pitched before Migdol. And they departed from before Piharoth and passed through the midst of the sea unto the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey into the wilderness of Etham, and pitched in Marah. And they removed from Marah, and came into Elim. And in Elim were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they pitched there. And they removed from Elim, and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin, and encamped at Dophkah. And they departed from Dophkah and encamped at Aluch. And they removed from Aluch and encamped at Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai and pitched at Kibroth Hattaavah. And they departed from Kibroth Hattaavah and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth and pitched at Rithmah. And they departed from Rithmah and pitched at Rimmoperez. And they departed from Rimmon Perez and pitched at Libna. And they removed from Libna and pitched at Rissa. And they journeyed from Rissa and pitched at Kehelata. And they went from Kehelata and pitched in Mount Shepar. And they removed from Mount Shepar and encamped at Harada. And they removed from Harada and pitched at Macheloth. And they removed from Macheloth and encamped at Tala. And they departed from Taha and pitched at Tara, and they removed from Tara and pitched at Mikkah, and they went from Mikkah and pitched in Hashmonah, and they departed from Hashmonah and encamped at Moseroth, and they departed from Moseroth and pitched at Ben-Jahakan, and they removed from Ben-Jahakan and encamped at Hor-Hagiddah, and they went from Hor-Hagiddah and pitched at Jothbah, and they removed from Jothbah and encamped at Ebronah, and they departed from Ebronah and encamped at Ezigaber, and they removed from Ezigaber and pitched in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. And they removed from Kadesh and pitched in Mount Hor, on the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died at Mount Hor, and King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel, and they departed from Mount Hor and pitched in Zalmonah. And they departed from Zalmonah and pitched at Punan, and they departed from Punan and pitched at Oboth, and they departed from Oboth and pitched at E-Jabarim in the border of Moab, and they departed from Eam and pitched in Dibgodad, and they removed from Dibgodad and encamped at Almodiblathim, and they removed from Almodiblathim and pitched in the mountains of Abraham before Nebo, and they departed from the mountains of Abram and pitched in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, and they pitched by Jordan from Beth Jemoth even unto Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab, Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are passed over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispose the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more ye shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer ye shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth, according to the tribes of your fathers ye shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inheritance of the land, the inhabitants of the land, from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. And moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. That was Numbers chapter 33. Let's move on over to Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 78. We're only going to read the first 37 verses today. Psalm 78, 1 to 37. Machiel of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare to them their children, that they might set their hopes in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be, as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle, and they kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvelous things did he in their sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea, and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand on as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great deeps. And he brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him, by provoking the Most High into the wilderness. And they tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. And they said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? And therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth, and so a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. And though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of the heavens, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven, man did eat angels' food, and he sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by the power he brought them into the south wind. And he rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowl as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in their midst of the camp round about their habitation. And so they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. And they were not in strain from their lust. But while their meat was yet still in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them, and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the choicest men of Israel. For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works, and therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. And when he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God, and they remembered that God was their rock, and their high God was their Redeemer. Nevertheless they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with him, and neither were they steadfast in his covenant. That was Psalm 78, 1 to 37. We'll finish up that chapter tomorrow. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 25. Getting ahead of myself one day. Isaiah 25. O Lord, thou art God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city a heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city, it shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee, the city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a distress to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. And thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud and branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in the mountains shall the Lord of hosts make unto all the people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine and of lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees with refined. well refined, and he will destroy in the mountains the face of the covering cast over the people and the veil that is spread over all the nations. And he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all off of their faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off of all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in the mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him. Even a straw is trodden down for the dunghill. Then he shall spread forth his hand in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. That was Isaiah chapter 25. Move on over to our final reading today, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. And whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, and whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. And whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. And he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And whoso hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And whereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Amen. That was our reading today for May 24th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Make sure to leave a comment in the comment section so that I can mark that off on my my list, or leave a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to do the same. But that said, trust that you'll have a good day. So let's start it off with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, indeed, Lord, as we read, I love the book of 1 John, and Lord, I pray, God, that we would believe in Jesus Christ, that we would honor him as our God, that we might not sin, that we would fight against sin today, Lord, but that we would do so in love for the brethren, and understanding, God, that we are all, Lord, that we are all sinners, and we've all fallen short, and God, the compassion and the mercy and the grace that you have shown unto us, Lord, I pray, God, that we would do that to others. Lord, may we be quick to share the gospel with the lost today. Lord, and be quick to open our mouths and speak of Jesus and the hope that we have in him, and Lord, also to be ready to give an account for all the hope that's in us, and Lord, invite people to church, and Lord, all of these things, Lord, that you have called us to do, Lord, as Christians. Lord, we long to be able to minister for you and to see more and more people get saved, and so, Lord, I pray, God, that that would happen. So give us a good day in you, Lord. I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. Give them safety, Lord. Give them just a good day in you, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.